At first glance, it looks like nothing more than a sea of thick shrubs just south of Highway 101 at Highway 150 in Carpinteria. But a five-minute walk on one of the improvised trails brings you to an incredible rooftop view of the Pacific Ocean, the Channel Islands, and the beaches below. Jane Murray is a longtime Carpinteria resident.
That's such a great community asset, being on the edge of the ocean. I mean, there are not that many places that are on the edge of the ocean, and you have the fabulous view of the islands, and you can look back to the mountains. It just is a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Developers have been trying to turn this 21-acre chunk of the Carpinteria Bluffs into a high-end resort for decades, with the latest proposal calling for nearly 200 luxury rooms. Now, though, two local conservation groups have announced they've reached a $6 million deal to buy and preserve the land.
The goal here is to provide a passive recreation opportunity. Trails, maybe some overlooks, picnic tables, but it needs to be cleaned up a little bit. There may be some grading, some cleanup, and efforts that happen here over the next couple of years in partnership with the city. The goal is to give this property to the city of Carpinteria to be managed as open space.
Chet Work is executive director of the Land Trust for Santa Barbara County. It teamed up with Citizens for the Carpinteria Bluffs to make the deal with the property owner.
The purchase price of the property is $6 million. In order to ensure its long-term management, we're raising an endowment for the property. That's roughly another $1 million if you take in the transaction costs. We're also looking to start improving the property, make it safer, make trails better, another $1 million. So total, $7.9 million. We've raised 5.5 to date.
In 1998, a community campaign bought and preserved more than 50 acres of the Bluffs. Work says they've unsuccessfully sought this additional 21 acres of land for decades. But he says a deal came together in the last few months when a window came up in the agreement between the landowner and the developer who wanted to build the resort.
The developer had this property under contract, continued to get extensions on his contract as he sought his development approvals, but at one point, he stepped away from a contract, and we were able to execute. Oftentimes, I think there's a line of developers, and I think we threaded a very narrow needle in acting as quickly and as opportunistically as we did.
More than 100 people were on hand for a ceremony on the Bluffs to announce the deal. Arturo Teo is president of Citizens for the Carpinteria Bluffs.
It's nice to be able to put your money where your mouth is and actually acquire the place and have it for use for the community, do recreation, passive recreation.
Carpinteria Mayor Greg Carty.
To preserve any coastal land in California is quite an accomplishment, and to have open space in Carpinteria connected with our other Bluff property it's just awesome.
Perhaps the effort's biggest selling point is a walk down one of the trails to the ocean. Bruce Reitherman, who's conservation director for the Land Trust, takes a group of people to the edge of the bluff overlooking the ocean.
You have access to the coast, to the bluff, which is a spectacular view, and via a bridge that would connect this property over the top of the railroad tracks down to Rincon. You have this connectivity that will allow you to walk a bike or push a tricycle all the way from Carpinteria to Ventura.
Lisa Hammond is one of the people who took the short walk to check out the view.
The view's spectacular. It's great. I think if everybody saw this, they would want to help.
The campaign has a little more than a year to raise the remaining $2.5 million to finalize the deal. If it comes together as planned, more than 70 acres of the Carpinteria Bluffs would be permanently protected from development. In Carpinteria, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.